Hello guys.
Hi guys.
Hello my babies.
I don't know why you're calling them your babies. I mean, do you know that guys listen to this thing too?
Yes, you're also my baby.
He's giving me a gay vibe.
I've been starved of calling somebody my baby.
That's why you're calling guys.
So I don't have to randomly give out baby vibe. But then I won't give this out again when I fall in love this year, when I find the woman of my
That's
heart.
That's what you said last year.
Or when eventually Christy accepts me finally into her heart, then all of that will not be there again. I will just stand up my love to my woman. But in the meantime, my babies, you're welcome. Welcome to our Orange Ozo podcast. In case you're joining us for the first time, my name is Faith Etuk. I am someone's future husband, and I am here with
Christian Aude, co-host for Orange Ozo podcast.
My woman, my podcast woman. Yeah, and today we'll be talking about a lot, really a lot. But then before we dive into today's topic,
right.
Get all these questions waiting to be asked. What's the question? Let me just randomly, something random. Go to abroad or 10 millionaire?
What will I go and do abroad?
Go abroad.
What's the criteria for the abroad? Is it just to go abroad, finish?
It's just the abroad. Okay, like, now let's say 5 years duration abroad. And then 10 millionaire.
No, you don't understand my question.
You determine that one. Let me go figure out everything. Okay, you go abroad. I'm going to marry.
No, like, when you say five
school.
Go abroad or 10 millionaire, is it that the only thing that they are doing for me is to put me in the abroad?
Yes, they put in the abroad.
I will still do all the suffering by myself.
They put in the abroad, yes. They don't add any money again. They put in the abroad.
Oh, they'll give me 10 million naira.
They don't give you any 10 million naira. Which one?
Isn't that all? You said abroad or 10 million naira.
Oh, so which one did they carry?
Ha! I don't know. This is very tricky.
Why is it tricky?
It's tricky, actually. It's tricky. I don't know if I'll take the 10 million or go abroad.
So you don't?
Oh, I don't know.
How about they put me also 10 put million, go abroad on me?
No, I'm not even. You're out of it.
Oh, wow.
Which one is you? So you think I'll choose you over 10 million naira?
Why will not?
Why will I choose you over 10 million naira?
Christy.
Why will I choose you over 10 million? Stop looking at me. Why will I choose
Christy,
you over 10
million? Christy, it
is me. I know it's you. Why will I choose you over 10 million? Tell yourself the honest truth. If they put me on 10 million naira, what will you choose? Tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth.
Christy, I'll choose you.
You that wants to buy you. You are lying.
Christy, I'll choose you.
That's what you say.
Yeah, what the hell?
I know. As if now I'm worth more than 10 million.
My bad. I'm kidding.
I know that.
But why wouldn't I not choose you?
Please allow me to
know. So yes, you are confused with the 10 million naira abroad.
And the abroad. Because I don't know, I would have said 10 million naira, Sha, but I don't think that moving abroad is 10 million naira. Like, if I say I want to move abroad, it's only 10 million naira I need. I think I need more than that. So if somebody says, okay, choose 10 million naira, I take you abroad. I think I can somehow, I don't know, I can't even decide because I don't even know how life abroad is for me to say.
Alright.
I will choose, so I'm...
Me.
The grace of God, I will choose the answer for.
Me, although I want to go and do this thing outside, you know, I would like to go and do this thing outside, though, waiting they call that thing. It's masters, they call that. Hey. Mm. But then I still have some stuff I need to still do in this country, and 10 million naira is a cool money to do
to
stuff.
Do so many things, right?
Yeah, you get that. And if you are looking at this year, hey, 10 million is a good option for me this year because I can do a whole lot of stuff. Mm. I can experience life, I can set up a lot of things that I want to. I can get the necessary gadget I need to get for the stuff I want to do. Yeah.
You and get, make more money.
Yes, man. Make more money that you can actually go there abroad at your own ease comfortably, right. And so good. Not that you go abroad and you just go suffer. Oh, you just go abroad for the abroad sex just so that you go they give us abroad pictures and
well,
you drop and you drop quotes
abroad for 5 years. I think 5 years is a long time to make something.
Yes, but then maybe that money can actually make me get more money. Time is a lot.
Yes,
You get, like, I can actually just get them using my account, marry and stuff like that. Because I'm still hoping on marrying next year. God willing, I'm still seeing 2025, me getting married.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm old, though. The year where I got done this year, I big old. And even at times, you know, the truth is that at times they forget.
Hey, tell us how old you are.
Come on, come on for this. At times they forget my age, though. Wallahi. At times, I deliberately want to always forget my age. I could just carry a calculator. I could just look my phone. But I'm like, Jesus Christ. I could just be like, Jesus Christ. I'm big old. I just be like, hey,
you're old though.
But I'm not like, I'm old. I'm old. Before I've been always there, you're young. Child. No, I'm not. How can I be the first child? Which one?
I say you're old now. You're very old.
I'm old. I don't big old. I did not know. Like this age now, I've been that time I've been here. So when you look at the people we've been there this age as very big people. Friendness, as if I'm still small, I'm this age. Is that it? Well, lie, those people been there. They've been there like since it was unmarried. Suppose whenever they visit you, they need to drop money, 5k or
you
big money.
You visit Buddhists to drop money.
You don't get why they go, I'm introvert. You don't get why they visit. I'm an introvert. So, in case you people also, 10 million naira or going to the abroad for 5 years, which one will you go for?
Please let us know in the comment section.
Like, there's no scholarship, no nothing, you're just going abroad.
Just go abroad, sort out yourself by yourself.
You go, they do some gangan mean, some gangan job. They clean people, boom, boom. They collect that many dollars.
Why are you like this now?
No jobs like that, though. Then they also, like, mad. People, they suffer. They suffer, though. But there are people that are still just working in real and stuff over there, sure. But me, I just want to find my woman here first before I don't know, my woman might be out there. But let's just see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. Or she might just be sitting close to me. But yes. Yes, so guys, it's been an amazing year. We told you guys we'll be giving us back to back. We have dropped like three.
Yay.
We have dropped like three episodes already this year. We did the bonus episode of last year. We dropped it this year. What else again? The recap, the excuses, and then this other one. So yeah, it's back to back, back to back. Any week, any Friday we don't drop something, call us, call me, message us. You are permitted to a message. I know that in case we don't record, just know that there's someone. It is someone's fault. You get, if we, in case we don't, it is someone that is not me. Just that it is someone's fault, that definitely is not me, but it actually has to be someone's fault, you get? Yes, someone's fault.
Or the creative director.
And yeah, let's, I mean, we go just do, clap, we go clap for someone, there's someone that is back here.
Yeah.
I would just like say prodigal.
Yes, prodigal member of podcast, of the podcast.
So like, you're supposed to do drum roll.
Drum roll. So we have Sonny Yokon with us here. Sonny, please say hi.
Hallelujah.
He's shy. He's shy.
Sonny, we are not in the church.
So Sonny is our creative director.
I don't even know what he's doing. But
and we are the one directing him. You are the one that have been directing Sonny.
Creative director that I direct.
Yeah, be the one.
Very awesome, right?
So right now he's back.
Yeah.
And he's doing some stuff behind the scene right now. And it's cool, you know? Mm-hmm. It's cool. And then one of us also, big shout out to Felix.
Yes, Felix is preparing for his exams. So it's being a student and working and trying to like do life. All of those things can be very exhausting. Felix, when you eventually listen to this, know that we miss you.
Yes.
And we are rooting for you.
Yes. Regardless. And final shout out to my girlfriend that will be listening whenever, like when I get the girlfriend.
The girlfriend that does not even know
when
that.
When I come get girlfriend, Ingo come to listen to all the previous episodes of podcast. So she will now know that I was very intentional about to be this like special shout out to you. I knew that one day I'm going to actually meet you, and it's amazing having you listen to the podcast. Ha. And I love you.
God.
Yes, I'm very intentional. When I don't even know sweet man where I be. So so for today's episode, we'll be looking at what are we looking at in today's episode? The fact that we should not pressure ourselves. because right now we are on social media. Basically, we see a lot of wins.
Yeah.
We see a lot of quotes. We just see a lot of doings. And we want to tell you, don't pressure yourself this year. Right?
Yes.
Yes, don't pressure yourself this year.
Don't allow other people to pressure you.
Yes. And don't allow anyone to pressure. Don't let anything pressure you. So, this whole pressure thing now. Is it always our fault? Is it always the fault of the people that post some stuff that... Is it... What do you really see with this whole pressure? Is it a result of a personal... You, as a personal... A personal thing?
I think it's a personal thing. I mean, because... everybody has the things that matter to them. And everybody has, like, the kind of things that they see as milestones for themselves, right?
Yeah.
So... if I see something as a milestone for myself, and when I get that particular milestone, I am bound to celebrate it, right?
Yeah.
I am bound to, like, put it out there that, oh, I did this, I achieved this, and all of that. Now, for somebody else that is looking at it, they might just see it as probably me being a show-off, or my, yeah. Maybe the person might even be a lot older than I am, and then they may see it as, ah, this person that I'm older than is doing so much, and I'm still here, right? But the truth is there, in as much as it might look like that person is having it all figured out, I do not think that everybody has it figured out in their lives.
No.
That's one. And also the fact that I also think that this whole pressure thing is a personal thing. I know some persons intentionally lie, do different things, put out a lot of stuff.
That is a lie.
Yes, that is a lie, just to, like, fit in and all of those things. But then again, those lies and all those things are still because of them giving into pressures, right? Because again, it's a mindset thing. I think that being pressured by anybody or anything at all is a personal, it's your personal thing. It has nothing to do with anybody. So I just feel like pressure is a personal thing, it's a mind thing, and it really has something to do with the next person. Because everybody would always be posting something out there, they would always be putting out that win, they would always be celebrating something. So you genuinely cannot tell people not to. You cannot honestly tell people not to celebrate the things that matter to them.
It's about you controlling things from your own end.
Yes, it's about you understanding that life is in phases and everybody has their journey. You can't compare your journey with somebody else's journey. I mean, everybody, for every time you see somebody that has done something big or won something or has put out something, there has been, like, a lot of background work that they had done. And if you do yours, whatever it is that you want to achieve, you definitely achieve it. But then again, this doesn't mean that there are not persons that try to form or tell lies or all of those things. They are those people too, like people that try to, like, do cloud chasing, like try to put out content or stuff that is a lie about themselves because they want to be perceived in a particular way, right? Those people exist too, but it's just about you being honest about yourself and your journey.
Okay.
It's how you are honest and about your journey. So again, it's a whole mind thing. It has really nothing to do with the next person.
And one thing is that I feel that everybody at some point have felt pressure.
Actually.
You get everybody at some point in their life.
Yeah.
It could be financial, it could be academical stuff that we saw from someone else. And at times, so you know, the funny thing is that most of this pressure, yes, there's another angle to this pressure thing. Some pressure, but it's actually in two ways. Don't pressure yourself, and also don't let someone pressure you. So there's that pressure that comes from, there's no comparison with somebody. It's you. And then there's that pressure that comes with the things you see people achieving that pressures you. So now, looking at the one of personal pressure now.
Mm.
Now it could be a personal pressure. You might have set a lime. I want a limestone. But I have set a milestone for yourself. Let's say this particular month. Or let's say by 2024, this 24, right?
Mm-hmm.
You must have gotten a house, you must have bought your own house or something. You don't put something, oh, you must have been done with your masters, and then you are looking at 2024, you never even go your service yet.
Mm.
And it is like pressure already.
Mm.
Based on the standard you get for yourself.
Yes.
You get that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you're already pressured on more how I go take, on more how we go take be like this. And then now the truth is that there are some things that does happen that nobody saying that you, it's not your course. It's not, there was a reason why that happened. You get stuff like just need to happen. Stuff like that need to happen.
Mm.
So stuff like that, like, actually can happen. So those pressure, we'll see how we can manage it. How can we minimize it? Is it a good thing? Is it positive? Is it negative? And then the pressure that comes from people. Now, the pressure that comes from people indirectly to us. Now, this is what happens. Some people get pressurized by, it's not even social media.
Mm.
You just see someone look good. You get, you
I
just
wonder
you,
why they look so
you
good.
Just see a lifestyle. And probably see this guy now like your mate.
Mm.
Or this guy young past you.
Mm.
You get that kind of thing. So you are just pressured subconsciously where you see the money from.
Yeah.
Which kind of lifestyle it is.
Mm.
You go see, and you know the standard over here is, oh, you use iPhone, oh, big boy,
yes,
or more.
Oh, you're wearing a particular brand, or you're using a particular.
And you don't even know where that particular this thing come from. You get like me like this. I'm not pressured in a lot of things. I'm not someone to be pressured. Even peer pressure, no, they get anything on me. Nothing, no, they pressure me. Why? Because I know where I'm going to. I might not have it all figured out. So this is what will actually help you in order not to be pressured by a lot of stuff.
Understanding your journey.
Understand your journey. Know who you are, really, for real. You get, know what you have and what you can, know your limit. Because now, there are some people that, Omo, you know, in your journey, you don't need iPhone for your own journey. Now.
Yeah.
You understand?
Especially
right now, with the kind of things you are doing, you do not need it. And you see someone else with such a device. You don't know when that person don't plan for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that we don't always know the backstory for
a lot of things.
Is.
That's always
like I've seen people, I've interacted. Last year, I tried to interact with a lot of people randomly. And I discovered a lot. I'm someone that the conversation came. We get one person, I saw the person at one place I went for a job interview. And the phone, it was an iPhone, nice iPhone like this, Fitbit and 18 or something like that. Now work phone, oh. But then this girl, she they carry that phone come church also. Coming to church, she's not telling that it is her phone. She's not telling you that it is phone from work. But now you now create an impression that almost see this young, almost see this girl, see the kind phone she they use. If it go back, go to prison. Almost wait then see this kind. You go one by waiting, you know, suppose you go feel bad for your life that you're not doing anything with your life. You get that, you go feel bad, damn Jesus Christ. And then me have seen this phone, it's office phone. And then I saw someone that person that had an interaction with the person. Oh, this guy uses an iPhone also. I'm just trying to just use something material, something we can all relate to it. And normally on online, then everybody doesn't know this guy now. Real life people that meet him all more. And then I had a conversation with him. And I discovered that what? This iPhone. Nah, you don't go buy for him. But if someone big online, you get, it's not like he's not living a fake life.
Yeah.
Per se.
It doesn't concern you.
Yes.
It's not your business.
But you are seeing that and you are interpreting it in your own way. You are being pressured. Oh, mother, this guy. This thing when they do, don't they give them more mother? See the kind of thing where they don't buy from, this thing where they don't do. Like just now, imagine say, one day tomorrow I go buy a car. If it does buy a car tomorrow,
please buy.
But I go buy. I started with bicycle now.
I'll go buy.
Let's see how the year goes. But now imagine say I just go buy a car or I just go get a certain device and I push it online. Some people,
There's money in podcasting.
Oh, more this podcast now, these people they do.
Eh?
And then you pressure you to want to,
Alpha,
put us on for this thing, And the truth is, plenty things we never know. At times, it might not be the thing that some people are doing that is actually giving that money. So it might be money from somewhere else.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, I don't understand. I'm sorry. Some might be. I remember that hookup episode. Some might be hookup. You don't know. But then that day another thing, Loki is as I said also. And then you are being pressured by things you see. At times by things they post. So everything has to be like you understand where you are going to. Right. If you don't have a plan for your life, believe me, you don't have a plan for your life. You don't have set down daily goals, daily things you want to accomplish. You don't have monthly stuff. Believe me, you'll be easily influenced. Like now, let's say you have something that you want to buy this month. Okay, I need to buy a MiFi. I need to get a MiFi. I need to get Crocs. I need to buy this particular deodorant. You understand? You just know your own kind of, based on the things you need to use it for at your face. So, you like that. If you don't get that kind of thing already, you go see a person buy something, you just won't go buy waiting, you know, you won't go save up for waiting, you know it. Meanwhile, this other person, you don't know how many months this person has saved up for.
Up to get those.
You don't know the contribution, you don't know who don't contribute to that. You don't know the rich uncle waiting gets. You don't know the auntie for her wasting the money.
Right.
Because people don't always explain their success story that much.
Because I honestly do not think that when people like succeed, especially people that have like track records of
a process,
I don't think they owe anybody any explanation. Again, I don't even think that anybody owes like people on social media explanation,
right?
I mean, yes, you do owe your parents. Like, your parents are like, how did you make this money? How did you? Yes, you owe them that explanation.
But not social media people.
But I don't think that you like. People's your business is people's business. And there's something I read somewhere some months back. I talked about how if you don't know the person's process, don't try to be like them or try to envy their success, because you don't know what they've gone through
to be where they are.
That's when people are like, I want to be like you. I'm like,
bro, don't try to be like me.
Because you don't know. Hey. Because when I look at it, I'm like, there are some people that you see, I can't even tell myself I want to be. No, not like I can admire you and probably just like want what you have. But I don't think that I want to open my mouth and say to somebody, I want to be like
you. I may not get who I want to be.
Because the truth is, I don't know what you've gone through. I'm not even sure I would have been able to go through it myself. So I don't think that is a statement that we should be making as people. I know that sometimes it's like joke, like it's like they're just trying to like have fun. But I mean, there's some persons that really like come to people's DMs and they're saying, I want to be like you when I grow up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes most of us will smile and are like, because they know what they had to go through to get to where they are currently.
Yeah.
And they know that some persons will not even be able to endure half of what they do.
You'll not be able to endure the things I pass through.
So it's very important that when it comes to pressure, when it comes to feeling pressured, you should understand that, again, you shouldn't put pressure on yourself. You shouldn't allow others to put pressure on you. When you even talk about putting pressure on yourself, it's basically setting goals. Maybe you set a particular goal and you're not able to achieve it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the possibility of it coming at that duration, at that deadline, is slim.
Yes, it doesn't necessarily mean that you cannot ever do it. It just means that at that point, you couldn't do it. But you can always, always, always do something about it. So pressure is... I think that, especially young persons, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. I want to be this. I want to make this money.
This guy just started doing this. Yeah. Almost see money.
Yes, all of those things. But I genuinely think that the amount of pressure we put on ourselves a lot of the time is so unnecessary, because even when you look at it, it's if you look at it critically, it's a lot of due to external things. I know that sometimes they have like internal reasons.
Or some family fact. There's a lot of reasons to this.
They might have like internal reasons, but the truth is, if you look at it genuinely, like those things that you even think that are because of internal things, if you look at it deep, you see that there are still some sort of external attachments to it. I mean, it might be that your family, you're trying to bring your family out of poverty. Or you're trying to like just create a stable life for your siblings, or you're trying to create a stable life for yourself, or you just want to be stable, you just want to be okay, you don't want to have to like ask anybody for anything. All of those things are good. Honestly, they are like beautiful things to want to do for you. But at the same time, I don't think that you need to live a life that is pressured to do those things.
Find a way
you
need to control it.
Yes. Because if you allow yourself to be pressured by yourself, by your your inconsistencies, by your failures, if you allow yourself to see yourself as terrible, as not worth it because of
as
what
you work,
yes
work, lead,
yes if you see us
on,
if you have
lead
to,
happen
exactly
where will the you, money come from,
yeah, all of those things are not healthy.
So things that actually can help out in a situation like that is God. You get prayer, and there's this peace you get when you talk to God about what you are going through.
Yeah,
there's this peace you just get. And then everything we say is boiled down to mindset. And now, if you have the word of God in you, if you understand some kind of things about God, what God says, ask it shall be given unto you. There's that time. You also understand that there's a time for waiting.
Right.
There's a time for growth.
And everybody has to go through the whole desert experience.
Yes.
They'll be like, it's nothing is working.
I don't know. It's building you at that point. It's a refining process.
Right.
So if you don't have, like me, like this, I have this thing up here. It's there already. So I'll go through things and I don't know, okay, God, this is that period of, okay, you're trying to teach me a lesson. You're taking me somewhere. You get, I don't give up. It can seem so hard, but then it's, you know, that you are always with me. You told me that it's a promise. And I have this belief that God cannot leave me. You get, he said he will go before me, he will go with me, like he's with me. You get, even unto the end of the talk. I have this mind, like on a joking way, I always tell my guys, oh, God, no fit lose guard you. You get, as you they breathe, they wake up, you didn't plan. So I tell you, just look back at months later, you see that thing that was pressuring you, that thing that seemed like a big problem, is now a throwback thing. You now have a new problem. Okay, like now, reason, like, as any of you sit down, there was a time you were extremely pressured and you were thinking of, oh, more, how I will get money for this thing. How I go take do this thing. Oh my God, this is my, these exams. That the exams was like a pressure at that point. And then you pass through that phase and you don't overcome it. And then so that should give you an enough reason to always trust in God. All right, always trust in God, and that moment will come. It's okay to feel pressured at some point. It means that you actually have goals and you're actually heading somewhere. It's very okay because people when they get goals or anything that they want to live, they don't feel any pressure. They just live.
I just do not agree with that. I feel like you can have goals, but you can actually not feel pressured about your goals.
There are some. Like now, let's say you don't achieve the deadline, you don't still feel pressure.
No, what I mean is, it's possible for you to have goals, and it's possible for you to have those goals.
But is it possible to not have goals and feel pressure? No, you're not.
It's possible for you to have goals and not feel pressured.
You're not getting me. You don't have goals at all and you're still feeling pressure. I mean, if you don't have goals,
don't
there's
have
no
goals,
way you feel pressure.
You can feel pressured now. By the time you're looking on the internet, you're seeing somebody that you're like,
there are people that they don't have goals. They
but
just they.
See,
nothing
me,
really concerns
them. I don't know,
them.
But I do think that even if you don't have like set goals, so I want to do this, I want to do that, you can go online and you see somebody that has one fine hair or that has one fine car and you want it. That's enough pressure.
Some of them, do you know one thing? Some people,
I don't know if you get my point, but that's already pressure.
Anti-pressure, this thing that makes them feel calm. Some lazy people have some anti-pressure, this thing. Like now, they might just go see online now. You celebrate the win, I just got a laptop. In their own mind, instead of something that there are some things you see motivate you, you get, you just say, oh, more. If you don't get to that, now means they hope they're sharp. You just celebrate the person, oh, more. You're just happy for the person, genuinely. And there are some people that will see that stuff. Feel pressure, then there will still some will see feel pressure, then there will be some that will see that thing. I'm on waiting, which kind of laptop? Which one? Be what if that laptop?
No, that one is different. Do you know you can actually see something like that and just be happy and move on? And not
people
even
see and move on.
Some but there are people that will see
and analyze how you take it now. You buy it,
yes,
they will just some don't even know more that Sean and others. I think be all this fake
there
life.
That
you don't know where person go.
There are people that are indifferent about other people's success. Like, they're like, I'm happy for this person, and they move on. There are people that are like, I want to have what this person have. That's pressure.
There are still people that I want to. There are people that I want to have this thing, but in a good way.
I agree. But when you see, it's fine to want to have what other people have. Like I told you before, it's fine. Where it becomes a problem is where it starts. You start feeling like you are on a deadline, okay. You're not doing okay. You start like it starts to make you feel like you've not done enough for yourself. That is where that's where you now start
that's
to
the bad part of
that it. Is where you now know that yes, I'm starting to feel pressure about this thing. Now, there are people that when they see some of these things, they're like they're not even bothered. They're like, doesn't mean that they're lazy. I'm the kind of person that when I see people's win, I'm like, congratulations, I've moved on.
Yes.
Like, you will not see me sitting down to think, this person's journey was like
how
this. Exactly. There are people that like to analyze and they're like, and it starts to affect them. That's when pressure comes
that
in. You can actually be indifferent. Indifference is not that you don't care or you don't have, it's just you. Oh, congratulations, like you've moved on. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't remove anything from you. You're just, because you know your own purpose.
Now,
you know what you want to do. That's what I'm saying.
Let me set an example of, now this is this, in case you are in a type of phase where you cannot control some level of pressure. Like now, there was a time I was not creating content. I was just there and I missed creating content. I wanted to do a lot, but then a lot of factors did not enable me to do those stuff. So I was like on a break. Kind of, but I was still on social media, and me, I'm someone that social media doesn't make sense to me if I'm not creating, if I'm not pushing stuff out. So I know that if I should go to Instagram, I will see mad stuff. I'll see things that will bust my head because I love creative stuff. I'll go and see designs, I'll go and see videos, and then this thing subconsciously pressures me in a positive way, like because I love those things. So I just say this thing now, pressure, ego, it affects my head. You understand? So I subconsciously stop going to Instagram during that phase. Because I don't want to see those things. I subconsciously stop viewing some people's status. Why? Because they were actually doing stuff. Not that I hate them, but I didn't want to see it as a pressure of fate. You know, they do anything with your life right now, you they pause. I knew that I needed to pause. Not like I wanted to pause, but I don't have a choice but to pause at that phase. But I didn't want to still feel bad of pausing because, man, it could trigger me to want to go and start. And I'm going to start in a way that I'm not mentally alright, I'm not stable. You get that? I will not flow well. So I had to like sieve out some things. In that period, what was I doing? I was watching more of TikTok videos. I was watching more of movies, things that would not motivate me. You get, I was just relaxed. Just that by the time I get back on my feet, and here I can go back. I can go and see things that will make me get better. I'll go and pressure myself on some designs that will make me better. I'll go and pressure myself on videos that will make me better. You understand? I'll feed myself on content that will get me. But at your face, there are some things that you know. Zomo, right now, I'm actually on a break. See from some content that some people don't know, they avoid their status. So yes, that's some face. It's not the truth though. Because it will subconsciously have something to play on you mentally. If you are not strong, I know that you are not doing anything right now. Avoid some kind of things. And then one thing, like a typical another example now is about the fact that you just have to be happy for people, and also put in the work for your own self. Like when I was in my final year, one of my friends that had finished before me, one thing, I called, he got a job. I was genuinely happy for him. I don't want to feel bad more. Oh my God, I don't go get dry, go be for me. How my life will be after school. Waiting. You understand? I didn't reason any of those stuff. I was genuinely happy for him. Nice, congrats. You get that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, next thing. Oh, another of my guy has a job doing this. I was still very, very happy for the person. You understand? I go, but then at times, you might just be like, oh, this person never they put in the kind of work with me I they put in. But then he has gotten a job. So most of this thing I want to enter, but then he just, no, as far as he don't enter my friend, he go, as far as I'm still putting God there, you get that? You just celebrate and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Few months later, to the glory of God, I also got mine. You get that? And everything just made sense. You get that? I'm happy that they got it, because now you don't really know how probably them would have felt if it was you first. And them, they didn't, because now God, they know how they do things, because their own mental, this thing might not be that, this thing, or more, this one, some might feel bad. You get, at that period of waiting, at that period of, they are not, or more, your guy don't go work,
you just the offer, you don't come back from all those kind, they might not me. I was genuinely happy. Oh my, thank God, oh, oh my, this because I know my own face. And some kind of job, I didn't even plan for some kind of stuff that came to me. You get, I didn't plan for it. I didn't shoot short for it. It just came. You get, because my own job, I didn't see that as part of my plan, but then it happened and I'm grateful. So it's just about us just having understanding ourselves more, being appreciative, being genuinely happy for people.
Yeah.
And just avoiding being pressured.
I'm moving.
Avoid things that will just pressure you the more. But like that, like avoid things. You know, saying at the church where they go, they be like, close your eyes. If you want stop to go, they stop. Go another place. Make you know they pressure. Or convert it to positive pressure. Well, like,
yeah.
You get that something you just have to convert it to positive. Something positive. Or more, you just go to church. Everybody they drive car. They use a particular thing. Or more. Putting the more and more admire what is going on with young people. Oh, this is amazing. God, that is for me. I would like by this time, I also get to this point. You get something that you cannot talk. You go move to God. You actually just have that conversation with God. And not from a place of materialistic, normal, you self wanting something. Just take it to God. Oh, my God, this is about myself. Help me and all of that. So,
yes.
That is.
Well, in summary, I think that there might be good pressure, like Faith has mentioned, and there might be bad pressure. Bad pressure is when you start to look at yourself and look at other people and try to put so much pressure on yourself to get what they have. So that's when like the pressure is negative. But pressure can be positive when you realize that I have my own journey. And this is some sort of motivation. I don't know if I can say pressure is good, but I do think that when you like get motivated, maybe someone has done something, you see something, it should actually push you to doing better. But it doesn't mean that you should go like overboard or try to hurt yourself in the process of trying to get what somebody has or do what they've done simply because you think that that's where you should be. I mean, it's a good thing to want to achieve more, but do it understanding your own journey. Some things that other people have or the things that they have gotten, certificates, courses, jobs, it's not for you. No matter how you want to look at it, it's not your journey, it's their journey. So you need to figure out what is yours and move in that path so that even when some of these things come, you are able to say, okay, this is what is for me and this one is not for me, and you are able to like figure out your path. So yeah, so that's four. Do not be pressured. It's a new year, 2023.
We see a lot of wins.
People will be sharing a lot of wins.
People will just be sharing a lot of things, planting a lot.
Yeah.
People will be sharing a lot, planting a lot. But
yes,
at this particular phase, I would just say that we should not be pressured. Please say something.
Right. So that's for today's episode. So from my end, it's till next time. I still remain Christiana Ode.
Yeah, I'm fated to goodbye, my babies.